Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Beit. So we are holding on the top line at Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Abba, Erev Tavshilin Shichan Kezayis. An Erev Tavshilin has to be a Kezayis. Ibayiluhu. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Kezayis Echad Lekulan? Odilma Kezayis Kol Echad Vechad. Do you need one Kezayis for all the people that are relying on the Erev? Or one Kezayis for each person that's relying on the Erev? Tashma Gemara says, we'll bring a riot. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav. Erev Tavshilin Shichan Kezayis. Bein Lechad. You need one kazayis, whether it's for 100 people or for whether it's for one person or 100 people. So you see that it doesn't matter how many people, one kazayis suits everybody. You don't need a kazayis for each. So the Gemara asks, but wait, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Achalo Oshava, Lo Yivasha Lov Batchila, Shir Mimenu Kol Shehu, Somech Lov L'Shabbos, that if it was eaten or lost, you can't cook using that Erev Tavshilin once the Erev Tavshilin is gone. But if any of it remains, you're allowed to rely on it to cook for Shabbos. My kolshu, what is this kolshu that the Mishnah is allowing you to rely on? Lav afagav deleka kazayis? Doesn't it mean that you don't need a kazayis? So isn't that a kasha against Rabbi Abba that even a kolshu who suffices? He says, well, lo, di isbe kazayis. The Mishnah means, shir mimenu kolshu means you left a kazayis. The Mishnah calls it a kolshu because in comparison to a whole loaf of bread or a whole meal, it is a kolshu. Tashima, Gemara says, another raya, tavshil zeh. The tavshil that we talk about for Erev Tavshilin, tzli, you're allowed to make it roasted, vafilu kavish, or it could even be pickled, or shaluk, or it could be slow cooked, or mavushal, or it could be cooked normally. Vikulius has spun in a certain type of soft, salted fish that's eaten raw, shenasal of chamin me'erev yomtov, that you put hot water on an erev yomtov. All of these things are suitable for an erev tavshilin. So the Bryce concludes, tchilaso visofo, both the beginning of the making of the erev and the amount that's needed for the Eruv to be left. If some of it got eaten or some of it got lost, the amount that has to be remaining of the Eruv, ain lo shir. There is no amount. In both in terms of how much of an Eruv when you first make the Eruv and how much has to be left after some of it got eaten to still rely on it, there is no shear. So my love, ain lo shir klal, doesn't that mean that there's no shear whatsoever, not even a shear of a kazayis? And isn't that a kasha on what Rabbi Abba said, that you need a kazayis? Lo, ain lo shir lamala, v'yesh lo shir lamata. Who says it doesn't mean there's no shear at all? Maybe it means there's no maximum shear, but there is a minimum shear of a kazayis. Amrav huna marav, eruv tavshilin shrichin das. In order to make an eruv tavshilin, you need das. You need to have kavana to designate it from erev yomtov for the sake of an eruv. But if you have a food that's already made on erev yomtov and was not designated for Shabbos, even if in the end you're going to ultimately eat it on Shabbos, that does not count as an eruv. So pshita das meniach peina. Certainly, the das of the person who sets it aside, that you certainly need. Das mishehi nichelo beinan, and but das mishehi nichelo beinan lo beinan. But do you need the das of the person for whom it was made? Tashma the Gemara brings a raya. Avu Shmuel ma'ariv akulin arda. Avu Shmuel used to make an eruv for the entire town of Narda. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi ma'arvu akulu Tveria. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would make an eruv for all of Tveria. Machrez Rabbi Yaakov Baridi mishel neiach eruv tavshilin yavu v'yismach al shali. And Rabbi Yaakov Baridi used to say, on Yontif, whoever forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin can rely on me. So in all these episodes, one rabbi is making an Erev Tavshilin that everyone is going to rely on. So apparently you don't need the das of the people for whom it was made. You only need the das of the person who's actually making it. So it says Gemara V'ad Kama, how until how long can a person be zocha in the Erev for other people when he makes an Erev for people who forgot on Erev Yontif? I'm Rav Nachum Bar Zecharia Mishmei Dabai, meaning not for how long, for how far of a distance away can my Erev count for the people? Can I make an Erev that even counts for people in a different state? So the Gemara says, Ad Chum Shabbos, until the border of the Chum Shabbos. There was a blind man that was arranging his mishnayis in front of Shmuel. And Shmuel saw that the blind man was sad because Shmuel saw that he was sad as he was saying over the Mishnayos, and it was a Yom Tov that fell on Erev Shabbos when this story was happening. So Shmuel said to him, "Why are you sad?" The blind man said, "Lo osivi eruv tafshilin, because I forgot to make an eruv tafshilin." Amalei smocha didi, no reason to be sad. Rely on my eruv tafshilin. L'shana, the following year, Yom Tov again fell on Erev Shabbos. Chazya dehava atziv. Shmuel saw the same guy and he was sad. Amalei amai atzivat. He said, "Why are you sad today?" Amalei de lo osivi eruv tafshilin. Again, I didn't make an eruv tafshilin. Amalei posheya at. L'kuli al mashari l'didachas. He said, "Well, I'm sorry. Now you're negligent. Everyone else is allowed to rely on it, but for you, it's not okay." Tanur Rabbanan, Nusugya, Tanur Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shchalios Erev Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin, Lo Eruvi Tchumin, Velo Eruvi Chatzeros. When Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumin to allow you to go outside the Tchum on Shabbos, nor an Erev Chatzeros to be allowed to carry within the Chatzer, because it looks like you're being misaking something, and it's Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do Tikkun on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to fix something on Yom Tov. Rebbe Yomer Ma'arvin, you can make an eruv chatzeros to allow carrying. An eruv chatzeros is like our eruv, where we are allowed to carry within a neighborhood based on the eruv. But you're not allowed to make an eruv tchumen. Why? Because you're asering him to do for the next day something that's asked for him to do today. You're allowed to aser to doing something for tomorrow with something that's already asered today. Viata usro bidavar hamutarlo, but you cannot ask someone to do something for tomorrow if today it's mutter. Now the halacha is the isurim of tchumin apply on Yom Tov as well. The isur of carrying outside in the chatzar is not noheg on Yom Tov. There is no malacha of hotza'ah on Yom Tov. So we have the ability to aser a setting aside for the next day an Eruv Tchumin, which is going to be matir, going outside the Tchum, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov either. But we don't have the ability to aser making an Eruv Chatzeros, which is going to be matir, something that today is already mutter. So a person is allowed to make the Eruv Chatzeros. Itmar, Rav Amar Alach Tanakama. Rav says that the halacha follows the Tanakam, you're not allowed to make any of these eruvin, not an eruv tchumin, nor an eruv chatzeros. So Shmuel Amar Lach Karebi, that you're allowed to make an eruv chatzeros. Ibayilhu, halacha karebi lekula, or lechumra. When we say halacha karebi, does that mean lekula or lechumra? Says, what do you mean? Pshita de lekula kumra. Obviously it means lekula, because he's the more makel opinion. He allows making an eruv chatzeros on Yom Tov that falls in eruv Shabbos. Mishum deshalach Rebbe Elazar lagola, lok shatam shon bavel. Rebbe Matir v'chem Mosrin el Rebbe Yosef v'chem Matir. And he said, no, we had the opposite version of the Machlokas, where Rebbe is the more Machmir opinion. So when you say Allah Krebi, I don't know which version of the Machlokas you had. So what's the answer now? Is Shmuel coming to be Mekel or is Shmuel coming to be Machmir? Tashma Gemara will bring a raya. Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi Avaruvda Kavasei de Shmuel. Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi Paskin like Shmuel in regard to making an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and Rav commented that his initial psak, this Talmud Chacham's psak, is fundamentally mistaken and is causing a lot of people to violate the halacha, because according to Rav, the halacha should be like the Tanakama. If Shmuel, when he was saying the halacha is like Rebbe, was saying lekula, that you're allowed to make an erev chatzeros, hainu kilkula. So I get why it's a kilkul, because people are going to carry and they're not allowed to. Eliam lechumra may kilkula ika. But if Shmuel was saying the halacha is like Rebbe lechumra, so what's the kilkul in this psak halacha? No, so people won't carry. They'll be extra machmir. What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, no, kivan de mekalkali barabim, that it's going to mess people up. People are not going to make an Erev, and even without making an Erev, they're going to end up carrying. So that's called the Kilkula. That's Kahainu Kilkula. That exactly is the Kilkul. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Huna, Halacha Karebi, Uli Isser. We pass like Rebbe, but for Isser. Ta Aser Eruv Yechatzeros on Erev, on Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos, like Reb Lazar's message to the Gola, that Rebbe is the one who Aser and the Chachamim are the ones who are Matir. Okay, Bezos Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the second line of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph.